And away we go here, folks, on a Getaway Friday. It is a Getaway Friday. I can't believe it. We're already at the end of the week. Getaway Friday, January 24th, 2020. 12 and a half minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Now program. Scott Spears along with you for the ride for the next 2 hours. And here's what you want to do. Now, I don't normally say this because I don't like to talk about anybody else who might be on in this time. There are a lot of other radio hosts on during this time, local, national, stations out of Columbus, stations out of Marysville, all over the place. But let me just tell you, here's the deal this morning. If you're listening to this show, there are two things you need to do right now. What you want to do is you want to call up all your friends, all your neighbors, all your friends' friends. You want to call up your postman, your postwoman, your baker, your dry cleaner, whoever you can call, and tell them to get on the station. That's the first thing you do. Call everybody you know right now. Say, this is the spot you want to be for 2 hours. Okay. And then the second thing you do, I don't know how many of you listen on radios. I don't know if it's the old knob-turning radios, if it's the push-button radios, or if you're listening on listening devices on your cell phones or iPads, or if you're listening on the website. But here's what you do. If you got one of those old knob radios, you just tear the knob off right now. You don't need to change the dial. You don't even want to be tempted to change the dial. Tear the knob off. If you have the old push buttons, just break the button. You know, don't break the radio, because then you won't be able to listen. Break the button, tear the button off. If you have the cell phones, just put the cell phone down. I know this is very hard. Disable it. Put your little lock screen on so you cannot change the station. And if you're listening on the website, just pull back from your computer or laptop, just so you cannot even accidentally hit the keys. Because the next 2 hours are going to be jam-packed, Emmy Award-winning radio that you're not going to want to miss, because we have got stuff to talk about this morning. Now, we very quickly here have to do our housekeeping, because everybody has to do housekeeping to start out the day. Then we're going to get into the show, and we have got stuff to talk about today. Kind of all new stuff, really. And this is big, heavy-duty stuff. There could not be a morning more important to your life. Now, I know many of you have had big mornings. I know there have been children born. I know there have been marriages. I know there have been big days, new jobs. You know, all kinds of big events in your life. But honest to goodness, this is the morning. This is number one. This will go down 100 years from now as the greatest morning of your life. January 24th, 2020. 24, no, not 2. See, I've already botched it up. 1-24-20. That'll go down. Let's do the bicentennial moment. Bicentennial moment for Friday, Getaway Friday, January 24th, 2020. In addition to coins and currency, financial transactions were on occasion conducted with tokens. Tokens often resembled coins as well as other designs. They were issued by merchants for a variety of purposes beginning in the mid-1800s and continue in some manner today. Among the uses of tokens were barter, credit, discounts, and wage payments. Tokens had no governmental backing, with only the word of the merchant providing value. So there you go. Really? Tokens were a big thing at one point in the early days. So now you know. Tokens, that is our bicentennial moment for today. All right, what else do we have to do on our little housekeeping pile here? Well, we've got to let you know about the farm breakfast tomorrow. It is tomorrow, January 25th, Morrill United Methodist Church, 206 West Knepp Street in Morrill. Old-fashioned farm breakfast, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. It's an all-you-can-eat old-fashioned farm breakfast. Sausage, gravy, and biscuits, bacon, sausage, pancakes, scrambled eggs, home fries, orange juice, and coffee will all be on the menu. Carryout is available. The church is wheelchair accessible. $6 for adults. And my mic just died. Okay, let's see if we can get the mic back here. Okay, the mic's back. That's good. We survived that. $6 for adults, $3 for children, 12 and under. That's the Morrill United Methodist Church, 206 West Knepp Street, Morrill, Ohio. Old-fashioned farm breakfast this Saturday, January 25th, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Can't go wrong there. $6 for adults, $3 for children, 12 and under. And I'm not going to do the dog tag thing today because we're running that on the news, but you do need to get your dog tags by the 31st of January, or they're going to go up $16 in price. A one-year license is $16, three-year license $48, permanent license is $160. If you have any questions, call the auditor's office, 740-223-4020. But you can get these tags at the auditor's office over in the county building or the dog warden's office, 2252 Richland Road. Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And I know what you're thinking. I just said I wasn't going to tell you about it, and basically I just gave you all the information on how to get your dog tags. So I'll just finish it out here. Licensing your dog is a state law requirement for every dog 3 months of age or older, and if you no longer own a dog, make sure you call the auditor's office. So now we've went through that. So the housekeeping is done for this Getaway Friday. Now we're going to get into the heavy-duty material for the day now, because that's where we want to be on this Friday morning. Now, we've got a lot of things we want to get out of the way here very quick, because we've got a lot of big things we want to talk about, and we do want to get into our movie quote trivia, which we started early in the week. Now, here's the first thing. These are just little things I want to cue you into. Now, all week, I really had not been to McDonald's in the morning to get my diet soda, because the line had been so long. I think I went Monday and that was it. I didn't go Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. So this morning, I was determined that no matter how long the line was, I was going to be going to McDonald's this morning to get a drink. So I pulled in. The line was not terribly long. I get behind this little car, and the line's moving pretty good. So I think, hey, I've got no problems. I'm going to be at the station in no time. Everything's going to be perfect. There's going to be no worries. So I'm traveling up through the line, and the person in front of me, now it was a lady, I know this because I could see her in the car in front of me as she was ordering, pulls up to the window, and or pulls up to the speaker, I guess is more apt to say, and she just sits there. And the cars in front of her are moving, 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 moving. And I'm the car right behind her, and I'm not moving because she's not moving. So this goes on for like 5 minutes. It seemed like 5 minutes. It might not have been 5 minutes, but it certainly seemed like 5 minutes. And finally, she pulls through. But as she pulls through, what she had just ordered was left up on the menu. So I got to see what she had ordered. She ordered $25 worth of food. Now, we're, you know, this is not exactly Red Lobster at McDonald's. So $25 worth of breakfast food is quite a bit of food. So she kind of, She clogged this line this morning like a piece of bad cholesterol in an artery from us moving fast. Now, I'm not saying this is wrong because it's America. You can order what you want to order. But $25 worth of food for one lady in a car. Now, I'm sure she's probably taking it somewhere, and maybe she's buying breakfast for the office where she's going. But she just created a little bottleneck in the line this morning that made time a little longer for me getting here this morning. Now, I'm willing to forgive it because I still got here with plenty of time, but I just want to let you know that a little bottleneck was created. Now, not that I'm an impatient person, but that's how the day started. But on the flip side, I did get my large Diet Coke today. But here's also the other side of this. I might make it through this and run out. And what happens if I run out in the two-hour broadcast? Now, I did have one delivered to me this week, which I thought was great. You know, to me, that is the greatest thing in the world, because these only cost a dollar, the large Diet Cokes at McDonald's. And for somebody to go to the trouble of bringing a large Diet Coke to this radio station, which is not necessarily on their way to anything, I think that's great. I think you deserve a prize. But the point is, I have one right now, so I might make it through the first hour with the one that I'm working on right now. So, that is McDonald's this morning. That story's out of the way. This is just a good, good story. Sometime in December, I think it was December, it may have even been earlier, it may have been November, but I started having trouble with my garage door at home. And what would happen is, I would park the car in the garage, and then I would hit the button for the car to go out of the garage, and the garage door would go open, no problem there. And when I would get outside the garage, the door had trouble shutting. And I thought, well, maybe something's blocking the sensor. Maybe there's some big issue there that's causing this problem. And for the first couple weeks, the door would eventually go down, but on the first try, it would never go down. It would start to go down, and then it would catch on something, then it would start to go back up, so I'd have to hit the button again, and then it would go back down, and then it would finally go all the way to the bottom. So, this went on for a couple weeks, and then sometime late November, early December, it just decided it was not going to go down at all. Now, it would go up, but it would not go down. So, when you have this problem, here's what happens. You park in the garage because you don't want to leave your car out in the frost and all the cold weather that comes with December and January. You park your car in the garage, and you're pulling out in the morning, and you hit the button, and the garage door goes up, and then you get in your driveway, and you hit the button for the garage door to go down, and it doesn't go down. So then what you have to do is you have to get out of your car, go into the garage, manually put the door down, and then go into your house and go out through the front door, back into the car, and drive away. And so most of the time you had to take your keys with you, so you had to shut the car off again because you wanted to lock the front door when you were leaving your house. So this had been going on for quite a while. And it honestly gotten to the point where I had just started parking outside because I did not want to go through this rigmarole every morning. And for some reason, the problem could not be fixed. I would call people to come out and look at it. They didn't know what was going on. One person told me that one of the sensor's lights was out, but the thing was still getting electricity to it because the door was going up and down. So they weren't sure if it was just misaligned, but they couldn't get the sensors aligned again. So it seemed like it was going to be a completely unfixable problem, and I was probably just going to have to tear the garage down. So, yesterday, out of the blue, because I'd called people before, a person shows up that I had called 2 days earlier, and thank God I just happened to be home when this person showed up, and they said, I'm here to look at your garage, and I thought, oh, here we go again. This is going to be another letdown. They go out there, and I told him, I said, well, obviously one of these lights is not lighting up, and that's causing a problem. He goes out there, he looks at that problem that the light is not lit up, and then he did the same thing that everybody else did. He said, well, I think they're just out of line, and I said, well, other people have said that. Yeah, you can try, but it doesn't seem to be working. And he fiddled with it for a little bit, and then he kind of disappeared. I heard his car leave, and I thought, well, maybe he just didn't want to say goodbye, but he left the garage door open. And about 10 minutes later, he arrived back, and he didn't come inside. He went out to the garage again, and he was doing something. And he comes in, and lo and behold, I know you know where this story is going, the garage door is now fixed. Now, this guy was so good, he was kind enough to tell me what the problem was. Now, does anybody know what the problem was? Yes, it was out of line. He did have to line back up the sensor. It was out of line. But that was not the problem that was driving the whole problem. The wire that was on the back of the sensor apparently had, I don't know, somehow become unattached. Now, this is a whole nother thing, because I have no idea how it would become unattached. Because the way the garage is, there's no, like, kids out in that garage messing around. Nothing fell against it. So I'm not really sure how it became unattached how the electric cable became unattached from the sensor. I don't really know how that happened, but he put it back on there. That was the whole problem. He realigned the sensors, and now the garage door goes up and down. And I was able to park in the garage last night and have the door go up and down. So for me, this Getaway Friday is really a banner morning, without question. So that's just something I want to bring up, because that was a long-term problem for me that is now fixed as of yesterday. Now we get to the big subjects. Okay, I'm going to do this one quick because we seem to never get to this. But there is a side note tied to this today. It's our Hillary Clinton log. Okay, now we've been doing this now for a week. I think this today marks a week of doing the Hillary Clinton log. And by the way, if you want to play along, all you need to do is get yourself a black composition notebook. You write Hillary log on the front, and every day when we do this on this show, you find a blank page, you write the date, and then you write what we know for sure about what's going on with Hillary. Now, the purpose for the Hillary log is, I think life needs purpose, and this has given my life purpose, because this is not political at all. What we're talking about here is getting Hillary Clinton, former First Lady, former Secretary of State, to come to Marion, Ohio in 2020, because women got the right to vote in a presidential election 100 years ago, and also it's the 100th anniversary of President Harding being elected, and it's our bicentennial. So this is the woman we need to have come. Plus, a lot of people don't like Hillary. Like I've said, people don't like her. I understand that. And we want to bring her on this radio program and find out why people don't like her. Okay, now all that being said, we're going to do our entry into the Hillary log today. And let's look at the old entries. A week ago today, January 17th, started Hillary log again. Let the listeners know they needed to mail Hillary a letter, because this is how we're going to make this happen. You've got to dump a lot of mail on Hillary Clinton's office, and I'll give you the address again. P.O. Box 5256, New York, New York, 10185. Send her a letter, tell her why she should come to Marion and why she should be on this radio station. That she's going to come on here, and I'm going to ask her why people don't like her, and we're going to solve all these problems. Now stick with me, because we've got a whole nother thing here today I want to bring up in the Hillary log. But that was the 17th. 21st, did not hear from Hillary. 22nd, did not hear from Hillary. 23rd, did not hear from Hillary. All right, well, now we get to the 24th, and we have a little bit of news other than did not hear from Hillary. So today, January 24th, 2020. Now, we're going to start. Now, I hope you have your books ready so you can play along here. We did not hear from Hillary. Now, this is true, but here's the thing. Did anybody hear the news story? It was yesterday or the day before that Hillary Clinton is now being sued for $50 million. Now, here's the fun of this story. She's being sued. I think the lady's name is Tulsi Gabbard. Now, Tulsi Gabbard, I think, is a Democrat running for president right now. I'm not sure of that, because there are so many Democrats running for president. I kind of get confused, and she's one of the lower-tier ones who we never hear much about. But apparently what happened was Hillary Clinton said something about her being a Russian agent or an asset of the Russian government or something. So now Tulsi Gabbard thinks that Hillary Clinton's defamed her, and she's suing Hillary Clinton for $50 million for defamation. So, now, what I think is, Hillary's in a pickle now, because she's being sued for $50 million. So now she needs a pickup. She needs something to bolster her year, because she's being sued for $50 million by somebody who's running for president in her own party. So today, everybody who sends out a letter to Hillary Clinton, and send them every day, just because you sent one, don't stop sending them. You know, it's kind of like something you need to do every day. Every day you get up, you have your coffee, you have your juice, you have your tea, and then you write a letter to Hillary Clinton on my behalf. But in today's letter that you send to her, say, Hillary, I know you're being sued for $50 million. Come to Marion, Ohio. Talk about it. We know it's probably a sad time in your life. Nobody likes to be sued. And we'll discuss all this Russian asset stuff. So today in the Hillary log, what you want to put is add note about being sued for $50 million. So that's all you got to do. And let her know in big, bold letters in this letter that we are going to cheer her up here in Marion, Ohio. We're good at that. We're going to cheer Hillary Clinton up here in Marion, Ohio. Now, again, her address, for all of you not paying attention earlier, Hillary Clinton, P.O. Box 5256, New York, New York, 10185, New York City. The city so nice, they named it twice. Now, don't forget to let Hillary know that we're sad now that she's being sued for $50 million. So this is how we're really going to get her here. So that's today's Hillary log on this morning. So, oh, the phone was ringing. If that was you, call us back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But we've got the Hillary Clinton $50 million lawsuit that we now have added to our Hillary log. So make the amendments in your Hillary log that we're upset that she's being sued for $50 million, and we want to fix that problem. Now, we've got two more big subjects to come up here this morning that I think are going to be a lot of fun to talk about. We're going to see if this call comes back in. 740-383-9944. And here comes the call, so I'm glad we did wait. Let's see what's going on as we go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, Hillary isn't going to be able to come.
She's not able to come?
No, because she said the same thing about another person. I think I just heard it yesterday. And I don't know if it was a congresswoman, so she's going to be too much into the lawsuits, I think.
Oh, she's getting sued by somebody else, too?
No, she just said some mean things about this other lady, like she said about that Gabrielle, and I don't know if it was more extensive than her. She's claiming she's a Russian whatever, too, that they're grooming this other person. I can't remember her name. I don't know if it was somebody in politics, but I can't remember who it was. So there's another person out there she's saying the same, like, mean stuff about.
But don't you think that sometime during the course of this year that Hillary could spare a free day and come to Marion, Ohio, and we can figure out why people don't like her and why she's saying these things about people?
Well, if you gave her a lot of money, I suppose she would come.
Well, we can't give her any money, but
I know, but she's going to need it for the lawsuit, so.
Well, I think Hillary's got a few bucks put back in her life. She's probably okay.
I think I just saw this yesterday, and I can't remember who it was, but she was saying, and it seems like it's maybe a little more expensive than that other lady, that Gabrielle, that she's doing the same thing to this other person.
Oh,
and
see,
I just can't remember who it is, but I know it's somebody in politics. I don't know if it's a congressperson or what, but so she's still at it.
Now, have you happened to send a letter to Hillary on our behalf?
No, I haven't, because I've been having a lot of doctor's appointments and different things stuff, but I'm listening today.
Oh, well, I appreciate it, and we're going to get these letters out to Hillary because she's got a lot going on in her life, I can see. She's being sued left, right, and sideways. So we've just got to, cheer her up, because that's what we humans need to do. We're human beings. We've got to cheer people up. That's our goal in life. And
well, you're going to have to do a lot of cheering, I think.
Well, I think we are, because I think she's highly depressed because she didn't win the presidency. She's being sued now. People don't like her. So, you know, I think we can cheer her up here, and I think I'm the cheerer upper, and I think we can get this done if we write enough letters.
Yeah, because I have the far stick, and some of my stuff goes back a year, so I have to really look at the date. But I think I saw this yesterday where she has attacked another woman about accusing her of being Russian, you know, being groomed, I don't know, a bunch of stuff. So, and everything. But if I happen to see it again, I'll write the person's name down. But
yeah,
I think she's just going to be too busy.
Well, let me know, but we're going to keep on plugging. It's only January, so maybe these lawsuits will clear up at some point, and we'll be able to get her here. And by that point, she'll have been bombarded with so many letters from Marion, Ohio. She'll say, there's something there I have to go to.
Well, I think she better be quiet then.
Yeah, she might want to stop saying that stuff, but
I think so.
We'll see how. Hey, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. And once again, the phone lines are always open for you, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We always like to hear your opinions as well. Well, apparently Hillary might be being sued by somebody else too. Now, there you go. That ties up your life when you're being sued constantly. You know, that's a little different. But we forge ahead. You know, here's what I was thinking, though. If you can sue for $50 million for defamation just because somebody said something not nice about you, you know what? I could be like a billionaire. $50 million every time somebody says something not nice about you that's not true? Yeah, I need to get a lawyer and just start suing people left, right, and sideways, because there have been people saying not nice stuff about me for years and years and years. And if I could hit every one of those people every time they said something not nice about me, my goodness, it'd be one of those cha-ching moments. The money would just pile up. I'd be a billionaire. I could do this show from home in like an easy chair or something. So there you go. Hillary Clinton being sued for defamation, but we still want her to come because we want everything to be hunky-dory. We want everybody's life to be happy. That's our goal in life. We want to be happy people. We want to be warm fuzzies. We don't want to be cold pricklies. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. All right. This now leads us to our heavy-duty subject of the morning. And we talked about this somewhat during the week. But, you know, we're going to wrap up the week with it here. Now, this is the heavy-duty subject. Because as people who listen to this show on a regular basis know, I do not like sausage, biscuits, and gravy. Now, I know for a lot of people that's a very big thing, but I just don't like it. There's something about gravy in general that I don't like. Now, earlier on in the week, I said that I don't even remember trying sausage, biscuits, and gravy. Now, this is true. Now, I do remember trying gravy on other things, like mashed potatoes and other items, Salisbury steak, country fried steak. I remember gravy from those items, and I remember not liking it a whole lot. But as far as sausage, biscuits, and gravy goes, to be honest with you, I don't remember trying it. And if I did try it, I don't remember the last time I did try it. Okay, so what happened was, I was talking about this, and the morning I was talking about this, I've talked about her quite a bit this week because she's the person who delivered the soda here the other day, the diet soda, and you've got to like her for that. And then the other day she did buy me a Butterfinger, which is my favorite candy bar. We'll just put that on the record. And she bought me another diet soda. So, you know, we've kind of became, I don't know what these terms mean. Best friend, bestie, whatever. We've become bestie. I'll say besties at this point because, that's hip and you want to be hip, I guess. So this person and I have become besties because really all you need to be my bestie is deliver free stuff. That's it. Once you do that, you're my bestie. So all people who want to be my bestie, the qualification is, I mean, we don't really even have to like each other. All you have to do is deliver free stuff, and all of a sudden, we will be besties. That's all it takes. So this person was listening. Now, this person, I'm not going to say where they come from because they don't like it when I do it. I don't know why they don't like their roots, and that's how they would pronounce it where they're from. They would say roots. They would not say roots. But they have Southern ties. And as people know, sausage, biscuits, and gravy is primarily a Southern dish. So here's the deal. This person offered to make me sausage, biscuits, and gravy because apparently they have such a killer recipe that this is going to totally change my mind on sausage, biscuits, and gravy. Well, today's the day. Today's the day, apparently. Today, this afternoon, is when this sausage, biscuits, and gravy is going to be made, and I'm going to sample this thing, and there's a lot of worry involved here, because I don't like gravy, so there could be big trouble. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So did you get your sausage, biscuits, and gravy? I just now tuned in.
No, today. Today's the day.
Oh, today's the day.
Today's the day.
So what time is it supposed to be delivered?
Well, I don't think it's going to be delivered. I think it's going to be prepared and brought to me at, like, I'm guessing probably somewhere around 2 o'clock.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, tell them to make a double batch for me, and you can freeze it.
Do we need to clog your arteries anymore in the new year?
I'm telling you, that's my... I love toxic gravy. It's so delicious.
Well, yeah,
I could be in a Bob Evans commercial.
But didn't we talk about yesterday how all people from the South, Kentucky, West Virginia, in those areas, every morning there's a thunderclap that people think is lightning, but it's really everybody's left artery closing shut from all the sausage biscuits and gravy?
But you gotta admit, they know how to cook, though. I mean,
the lard.
Well, I don't know if they use lard there, do they?
I think in the South they use lard as a breath mint. I think they use it as a cleanser on their face. I think they shampoo their hair with it, and I think they cook with it.
Oh man!
No, that's just see. I'll never be allowed in the South.
You're gonna be like the Hillary. You're gonna be like the Hillary Clinton. You're gonna be getting along, dude.
Yeah, I'll be sued by the state of Kentucky and West Virginia. But I don't feel bad about that, being sued by Kentucky and West Virginia, because by the time they find two cousins who aren't related to each other to sue me, I'll probably be dead.
Oh, God. You know, Marion's little Kentucky, too. You know that, don't you?
No, you know what? Charlie Evers, God bless his heart, Charlie Evers brought that up the other day about being little Kentucky and how that was, it was never Marion. It was actually Mansfield. I believe that's what he said. But he this came up the other day on his show.
Really?
Yeah, you'll have to listen to it.
Mansfield's not Kentucky.
I don't think we're Kentucky either.
Oh, yes, we are. We have people that migrate here.
I don't know if you're coming from Kentucky, if that's a migration. That's not exactly somebody climbing Mount St. Helens. I mean, you're just driving up the highway to Marion, Ohio.
Just like we're little Detroit as well. We're half Kentucky and half Detroit.
Well, I don't know that we're... See, I don't know about Detroit either, because I don't know that a whole lot of people have migrated from Detroit here.
You better get your facts straight. Oh, yes, there is.
Well, I don't know that... I don't know that that was a fact. That was more of an opinion. But what I'm saying is that the Kentucky thing happened because a lot of people came up here for work because we were doing so well with the power shovel and Tecumseh and places like that. So that's why they came from Kentucky, because in Kentucky there were no jobs. All there was dirt and gravy. That's all they had down there.
Oh, man.
You know what?
Yes, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, don't tweet me, don't email me, don't say, because I'm not going to read it. I don't care. There you go.
don't email you, don't care.
No, because I don't.
I do think that we have a lot more Detroit, because it's like a pass-through, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think they're buying property here.
Right.
So anyway, the point is that, you know, today's sausage gravy day. Sausage, biscuits, and gravy day.
And this is coming from Abby, right?
This is coming from Abby, and she doesn't mind me saying her name. Abby Croman, okay. Who's a very, like I told you, I describe her and I as besties now after she brought the soda. Because I don't know. Huh?
So it's not called BFF anymore.
No, BFF is gone, and best friend is gone, and buddy's gone, and pal. What it is now, it's a bestie. And, I mean, you can only have one bestie, is my understanding. You don't want to... If you have more than one bestie, that's kind of greedy.
So you only have one bestie now, and it's Abby.
Yeah, at this particular point in time, Abby is my bestie, because this particular week she has done more for me, and that's how I gauge my besties.
So, let me ask you this.
Now, wait.
Whoever gives you free stuff, you said you call him a bestie.
Yes, I do. Whoever gives me free stuff, I call him a bestie.
But you already can have one bestie.
Right.
So you're changing the rule.
No. Now, what do you mean? What do you mean?
You're confusing me. You said who? Okay, say other people bring you Freeze up, you said you're going to call them.
No. If somebody should bring me better stuff than Abby brought me this week, let's say next week, then Abby would no longer be my bestie, and I'd have a new bestie.
Oh, that's like a competition.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I would not have two besties at the same time. If you would ask me, okay, let's say somebody did something really nice for me this weekend, and they gave me something better than what Abby has given me. Well, then I would, if so you asked me who my bestie was, I'd say, well, this person's my bestie. But at this particular moment, Abby's my bestie because she delivered a pop here. She is preparing this sausage, biscuits, and gravy, even though I think I'm probably going to have to go to the hospital after I eat it. She has gotten me a Butterfinger this week. So right now, she's the bestie.
I got you.
Yeah. That's all there is to it.
So if somebody else gives you something differently that you think you like in your brain, you're going to call them the best.
Oh, yeah, you can top. I'm not saying you can't knock her out of the box. Somebody else could become my bestie, but it all depends. And it doesn't have to be money, because I don't want to be elitist here. I don't want to say that, you know, you have to spend a lot of money on me, because these dollar pops are not exactly big money. But, I mean, if you do nice things for me, if you, you know, whatever. It's very egocentric. It's very kind of selfish, in my opinion. But that's just how I gauge my besties. I want to be honest about it.
I gotcha. I think so. All right. So I need to come up from besties, then, I guess.
Only one. You only need one bestie.
I need to figure out who's my bestie this weekend.
Figure out who... Well, not necessarily this weekend, but for, you know, ever. Who's going to be your bestie? That's the point.
No, it's going to change all the time. Whoever gives me the most better free stuff.
Well, that's just my prerequisite for a bestie. That doesn't have to be yours.
No, I'm going to copy the man that is the, you know, Dean of Radio...
That's right.
I'm going to take after you. I'm just going to follow your footsteps.
Well, you wouldn't be the first one. That's for sure. Wouldn't be the first one to follow in my footsteps.
So, but
I figure I'm going to be rich pretty soon, because apparently you can sue somebody for $50 million for defamation. Hillary Clinton's getting sued for $50 million. So I figure now everybody who said any nasty things about me, I'm going to sue for $50 million. I'll tell you, I'll be a billionaire in no time.
That's true. I didn't know you could sue anybody. But I guess you can sue anybody for anything, really.
Well, they're suing Hillary.
Aha! I got a bestie now. I just got a text.
And I know who it came from. And, you know, that person's not your bestie. Now, do you want me to tell you really what that's all about? I can tell you what that's all about. I hate to bring that up. Huh?
You tell.
Okay, because I know who you got the text message from. Because it's somebody listening to this conversation right now. And here's what's happening there. Now, I hate to be rude about this, but what's happening is that this person has always wanted to be my bestie. And
oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And they don't like the fact that I have made Abby my bestie at this particular point. So now they are trying to, they're desperate, obviously, trying to find a new bestie.
Well, you replaced this one, so now... So it's all my bestie now.
Well, I mean, if you want that person...
And they get this. And she's Southern, and she can make me sausage and biscuits.
Well, I don't know if she... listen, getting into making you... you know, she can go ahead and do that, but I'm telling you, she better load up on the groceries.
Is that what that's supposed to be?
Well, I'm just saying, I've been with you when you start to eat... And
No,
I have. I've been with you.
Oh, man.
This person we're talking about has bestie envy. That's all it is.
Well, you have your bestie. I have my bestie now. See, there you go.
Well, you can have that bestie, but it's just like... You know, what do they call that? You know, you're getting my leftovers as far as besties goes. So that's... I mean, what more can you say?
Oh, man. Oh. What the...
Well, I'll tell you, there'll be a lot of leftovers with this sausage biscuits and gravy, let me tell you.
Oh, man. So, tell me, I heard this morning a caller call in, so Hillary getting sued twice?
Oh, yeah. People love to sue Hillary Clinton. She's like...
Well, Donald Trump getting sued left and right, too, so I guess I've joined the crowd.
Well, that's why I always thought the two of them should have liked each other, because they have a lot in common. You know, they get nasty things said about them all the time. They get sued all the time. You know, they have a lot in common.
Yeah, they might as well just team up. That's my thing.
They might as well. Why not?
Yeah.
So how do you think this... Because the big thing today is the sausage biscuits and gravy, because that's coming very shortly. And this is not just your regular sausage biscuits and gravy. This is Southern sausage biscuits and gravy. And,
What part?
She won't tell me what the secret ingredient is, but apparently it's not just your typical...
Mine's down in Alabama. That's where mine is. Down Sweet Home, Alabama is where mine's coming from.
I wouldn't count on that, but that's okay. I mean, I wouldn't put any money on it. But, you know... You believe what you want to believe, I'll believe what I want to believe. I know that my sausage gravy's coming today, almost a done deal.
Mine's actually coming right now. It's on its way.
Oh, no. That person's not that quick.
Oh, man.
But listen, it's the big sausage. So people will have to tune into this show Monday to see if I make it through the big sausage and biscuits and gravy. Monday morning, we will have a sausage, biscuits, and gravy report to see how exactly that went.
Hey guys, which one's better, mine or yours?
You're not going to have any. I'm telling you. I hate to break this to you.
You hate to break it to me?
I hate to break it to you, but apparently I do know this. I do know that the sausage biscuits and gravy that I'm going to get today, I know it's made with two different types of grease. Doesn't that sound delicious? Two different types of grease. I don't know for sure about the lard. I'm sure there's flour in there. And of course biscuits. Yeah, I'm sure there's milk involved. But don't you think this is a nice gesture from somebody?
Yeah, but I think it's a waste of time because you don't even like sausage from us. I think I should just take a half a day and I'll come around 2 o'clock and you can just have the bacon and whatever and I'll eat sausage.
Well, listen, I've already told the person that they need to bring clean biscuits and they need to bring jelly and they need to bring bacon and they need to bring a large Diet Coke from McDonald's in case I
take... Are you serious?
Yeah, I told them that.
And if they don't do that, then they're not the bestie anymore.
Probably. Yeah, they could be knocked out of the bestie spot pretty quick. But what I'm saying is that if they do show up today, and I don't like the sausage biscuits and gravy, it won't be a total loss because I will get other things. I will get the Diet Coke and... Oh, man. You know what? I just got a message here. This is like late breaking news. I feel like I'm on CNN right now. You ready for this?
Did you put the breaking news across the board?
I just ran breaking news, you know, like CNN does every 5 minutes because they've got nothing else to talk about. Okay. Right. Okay. Now hold your horses because this is breaking news. Are you ready for it?
Go ahead.
This has never happened before on this show. But it's going to happen. Now, I have to take a break here at, 9 o'clock? I have to take a break at 9 o'clock. But when we come back at 9:15, I just got a message. Abby will be calling in live.
Oh, she's going to talk about the sausage.
From what I'm getting, she's not very happy. She just said she's patient. She's been listening. And she's patiently... I just got the message. She's patiently waiting to call in. Because she wants to...
Oh.
Yeah. No, you...
She's not happy.
No. So, now listen. So, you need to stay close to... I told people this was going to be a big morning. They need to stay close to their radio because I got a break at 9 o'clock. So, Abby, if you're out there listening, I know you listen to the show. Abby will be calling in. We'll see if she's got the guts to do it at 9:15 this morning, and apparently she's not happy. I don't know what I said that's not happy.
I don't know. I don't know what happened.
So you will get to hear Abby's voice on this program this morning for the first time after 9 o'clock.
All right.
So tell me that's not good news.
You have to let me know what happened.
Oh, it's going to be big. I can feel the tension mounting because, you know, Abby's got a little bit of a mouth on her. I've known her for a little while, and
I'm a mouth.
Oh, she's got a little bit of a mouth on her. Yeah, I mean, she's from the hills down there. Her roots are down in the hills, and you know sometimes they talk like sailors down there. So I'm a little worried about this whole thing. You know, she uses some four-letter words, and they're not kind. You know, kind is not the type of four-letter word she uses.
You're going to have to get the bleeper.
Oh, I feel... Listen, one day she said something to me, Oh, my goodness. She told me I was full of beans, and she didn't use the word beans.
Oh, there you go.
So she... I just got... She's calling at 9:15.
All right, you'll have to let me know what happens.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right, folks. Now we're on the cusp of something interesting. We're going to break here in about a minute and a half, so Abby, don't call in now because we don't have time to get into this. But at 9:15, this is not planned. Abby apparently has been listening because she's a big fan now. She might be a groupie. Is that what you call a groupie? Somebody who listens every day? Remember we talked about groupies at one point? You always want groupies to your show, you know, like diehard fans who like make their own merchandise at home. So, Abby will be calling in. I don't even know if anybody has heard Abby's voice on the air here. I don't think she's ever called in before, but she'll be calling in at around 9:15 this morning. Now, this is the sausage gravy person today, and I'm telling you, she's from the South. You know, she's got those Southern roots, and we're going to have this conversation just after 9 o'clock this morning, and you're not going to want to miss this. Now, we do have other stuff to do today as well. Well, we've done most of it, I think. We're going to talk about pickup lines. Did you see the new study on pickup lines? That the number one way to, and apparently this was just done for girls, not guys, that the number one way to turn a girl off to you is if you greet her with a pickup lines. And they've cited some of these pickup lines that turn people off, apparently. But we're going to go through those next hour, too. And we've got movie trivia. Oh, man, we've got movie trivia. Charlie Evers today from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. And then Charlie and I will be back from 12 to 1 today for the Exchange Club. Charlie and I having a heck of a time, as we always do. You're tuned into WWGH Radio 107.1 FM on your radio dial. And guess what the G stands today for? Gravy. Sausage, biscuits, and gravy. That's what the G in WWGH Radio stands for. You don't want to go anywhere. This is local, this is live, and this is as it happens. You're not going to want to miss this. Don't even think about leaving your radio. The gravy conversation from
you're
the person making it.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. To legendary attorney and representative of clients such as O.J. Simpson and Dr. Sam Shepard, F. Lee Bailey.
Let's talk about that. The day the verdict came back, Dr. Shepard had been in prison over a decade. At that point,
no, he was out on
bail by then, excuse me.
But you're right, he was in prison for 10 years short.